Liz Truss, Britain's third female prime minister, could not save her embattled premiership despite ditching her entire economic plan and replacing two key cabinet posts over the past week. Her setback comes as the nation and many within the Commonwealth face the most significant economic challenges in at least a generation. Truss said Thursday she was resigning, partly due to her failed economic program that sent shockwaves through the financial markets and brought the British pound to record lows. Her policies, including a controversial tax plan, had divided her Conservative Party just 6 weeks after she was appointed. A visibly upset Truss confirmed her decision to reporters while standing in front of her official residence at 10 Downing Street in London.
"Given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party. This morning I met the chairman of the 1922 committee, Sir Graham Brady. We've agreed that there will be a leadership election to be completed within the next week. This will ensure that we remain on a path to deliver our fiscal plans and maintain our country's economic stability and national security. I will remain as Prime Minister until a successor has been chosen."
Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, who was seen as a candidate, has already confirmed he will not stand to be the next Conservative leader and Prime Minister. Ahead of her resignation, tensions had erupted overnight after the opposition Labour Party brought a vote on whether Parliament should have a say on the government's plans for fracking, a technique for recovering natural gas and oil from shale rock. Legislators of the ruling Conservative Party were apparently told the vote would be treated as a test of loyalty to the Truss government, a motion of confidence. They were reportedly told they could get kicked out of the parliamentary party if they did not oppose the Labour plan. The vote led to chaotic scenes in the British Parliament, with the chair struggling to maintain order and the legislature complaining about alleged violence.
"I would urge you to launch an investigation into the scenes outside the entrance to the No Lobby earlier. I saw members being physically manhandled."
"Talking about behaviour, we will have a little bit of good behaviour for a moment on both sides of the House."
There is now opposition pressure for early general elections. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.